This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris with a collection of music from around the world. It comes with these words of caution printed in the liner notes.
Warning, the tracks on this album do not all sound the same. There are fast songs and slow ones, dark moods and dance tracks, sung in many languages. Hardly any in English.
That's Charlie Gillett. He's the producer of World 2004, a collection of music performed by 34 artists from 28 countries. He's also a DJ and the host of two radio shows on the BBC. What you're hearing now is a dance tune from Hungary, played by the group called Amorph Ortagok. Charlie Gillett says this song is a DJ's silver bullet.
I have a special affection for this record because I was playing in a festival, an outdoor festival, last summer. And the whole point of being a DJ in these situations is that you keep your audience dancing, the crowd on the floor, as it were. They were on the floor, but whatever it was that I played just had them come to a standstill, and they're kind of looking at me like, what are you doing? Don't you realize why we're here?
The DJ's worst nightmare.
And so I kind of scrabbled around, I looked at this, and I thought, well, maybe, and put it on. And one by one, the faces cracked into a smile, and they were all off, and everything was fine. The world was good again.
This is wonderful, and since we're on a roll, why don't we just roll on to the next track, something from a group called Ghetto Blaster. They come to us by way of Nigeria and France.
Now, anybody's ever heard even one song of Fela Kuti and got a feeling of what Afrobeat is around will recognize that this is the root of what we're hearing now. And in fact, two members of Ghetto Blaster were in Fela Kuti's band. These days, if you can claim an association with Fela Kuti, you haven't exactly got a career, but you've definitely got people's interest.
Well, if we can continue to span the globe, let's visit a sugar plantation in northern Argentina. We're right there on the farm.
But having said that, I love to play this to people who don't know anything about it, and I say, where do you think this is from? And they will go from Mexico to Hungary, and nobody ever thinks of Argentina. And in fact, it's from the north of Argentina, right near the Brazilian border, where in the late 19th and early 20th century, many thousands of people went from Eastern Europe, and in particular Ukraine. And this guy is called Chango Spasiuk, and his grandparents on both sides came from Ukraine. And the sound of this makes you just want to sweep up and dance around the room. You don't even need anybody else with you. It's just, like, wonderful. There's something about the accordion. It's great a party instrument.
It's such a happy instrument. It really is.
Although it can be sad.
Yes, it can.
For instance, on the beginning of the song by Dona Rosa, the Lisbon singer, she's blind. I think she was a street seller at one point. And at the beginning of her song, there's this very... I didn't recognize what instrument it was. It's an accordion played sort of as a single note instrument, as opposed to the usual ones associated with something where it plays a big chord, like all the notes at the same time. And this was a rare case where I kind of wanted to know, what is she singing about? And I looked up on her album, and it says it's about the gum collector, the man who kind of takes the gum off the trees. And she says, there's a gum collector in the next village. I know he's married, but I'm going to visit him one day.
We would you say this is the most haunting track on the collection?
Yes, I think this is the most haunting one. And this is one of the songs which, when I play it on the radio, people just, what is that? And it's great how they describe it. You know, very often they refer to the fact of how she pronounces her R's, like it's a very exaggerated resingiero. I can't do that Portuguese thing of how you say an R properly in the Portuguese, but she does it, to, you know, in trumps. Quantas vezes eu quiser.
I'd like to ask you about Simone Diaz, a singer from Venezuela, with the song Tonada del Cabestrero.
Camino del llano viene, juntaron la soledad. Camino del llano viene, juntaron la soledad. El cabrestero cantando. Su copla en la madrugada, el cabrestero cantando, su copla en la madrugada.
Having played this on the World Service and having put it on this album, I got an email from somebody who turned out to be Simone Diaz's daughter. From Venezuela, and I can't tell you the satisfaction to hear that she and her father know that his song is being played on the radio, that it's on this album. He's very pleased, because in Venezuela he is enormously popular and successful. He's on the television, he's very famous, he's made literally 50 albums in his life, and yet outside Venezuela he's not famous. So I guess somebody like that would be very, very gratified to find this, a little bit of recognition is coming outside now.
Por la agua que le bebí, lucerito no veía.
Now, Charlie, I'd be remiss if I did not ask you about the Russian band with the German name that plays music that seems to come from Africa or maybe South America. Tell us about this group.
Mark Scheider Kunst. I don't know why they call themselves that. Ever since I discovered them, I'm kind of getting to like them more and more. They're just so bizarre. They're from St. Petersburg, which is on the Baltic, most of the year pretty cold. So I suppose you can understand why they might hanker after the music that sounds hot. And in this particular song on the album, they're actually celebrating the music of Congo. And so the song Kwasa Kwasa, Kwasa Kwasa was a type of rhythm from the Congo at one point. But I just find it so funny that you hear this lovely, lovely tropical, not quite place where it might come from, but you're definitely not thinking of Russia. And then you hear his voice and it all sounds completely coherent.
Хочется выпить стаканчик доброй кашаса, вкусную взять сигару Альмадавару. 40 в тени мы не знали такого кошмара. Лето диктует правила кваса-кваса.
Charlie Gillett is producer of the collection World 2004. It's a 2-CD set. He's also host of Saturday Night on BBC London and The Sound of the World on BBC World Service. There's more about World 2004 and Charlie Gillett at our website, npr.org. Charlie, thanks so much for talking to us.
It's been my great thrill and pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.